Have some cookies, little ones.
Mrs. Francine Hughes, Sister Paula's mother, said in a shaky voice. Just like her hands, she never stopped shaking. Just like she never stopped coming on Fridays to bring us chocolate chip cookies at precisely 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was not the kind of child to keep my mouth shut when I had something to say. But Sister Paula's gaze, like two piercing swords, waiting to strike me downward, turn me to dust if I put a toe out of line, stopped me from explaining to Mrs. Francine Hughes that her cookies were worse than cardboard. At precisely 3:30, the bell chimed, announcing quiet time until 5 o'clock when dinner was served. I hated 3:30, just like I hated quiet time, because it was the beginning of the hour and a half that I would most likely get into trouble. Sometimes severe trouble. The kind of trouble that made Friday's cardboard cookies seem like a gifted feast sent directly from God himself. The consequences were grave, and I knew them well. Me being myself, of course.